of the problem, and they have the technology and people to diagnose any situation they might encounter involving the pipes that service your home. So give yourself that benefit of protection and immediate service by calling 277-2125 or visiting clarkcomfort.com. Their Alabama certification number 99004. All right, we have tons of stuff happening on the roads. We're going to go traffic, Wall Street Business Report, Brant McDonald coming up after SRN News in about 4 minutes.
Well, we've got several accidents working right now. First of all, on the ramp from I-85 southbound to South Union, we had an accident there. We're hoping that one is out of the way. Another accident, 85 southbound, right underneath the Lawrence Street overpass. That one was off on the right side of the road. And we've heard a possible third accident on down past that one off on the right. Hopefully most of these have been taken care of. We had a very bad accident out near Arrowhead, Atlanta Highway. If you're headed out to I-85, a head-on collision, airbags deployed, injuries. Also, Bell at Vaughn, we had an accident there. We got a bunch of other minor accidents, but those do not seem to be causing much of a problem. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. We are just overloaded with accidents all over the area. Thompson Tractor is here to help. When you need parts and service, put it on your Cat Card. Stop by today and ask about their wicked crazy specials exclusively for Cat Card customers. Thompson Tractor, Highway 80 off I-85. Whittle Chase, Skywatch Traffic.
With Wall Street Business Reports, I'm Jason Walker. U.S. economy grew at a 3.4% annual pace in the last quarter. The government had previously estimated the rate at 3.2%. Some tough news today for automakers. Ford is reportedly planning very heavy cuts in a number of hourly workers at a plant in Dearborn, Michigan. FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried has been sentenced to 25 years in prison, that for his part in the cryptocurrency fraud. Home Depot is buying SRS Distribution, the deal valued at just over $18 billion. Wall Street today, the Dow was up 47 points, S&P gained 5, the NASDAQ dropped 20. Tomorrow, no trading, Wall Street closed for Good Friday. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Jason Walker.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. When you call Alabama Home Mortgage, from the moment we pick up the phone, you will hear the difference. We are passionate about what we do. To us, you're not just another applicant. When you call on us, you are trusting that we have your best interest at heart, and we do. We treat our customers like family, and that's why our customers turn into family, coming back to us time and time again. We know you have many options when it comes to mortgage financing, and we appreciate the opportunity to earn your business. We are excited to hear from you. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our passion is just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
How are you going to use your tax refund? New flooring? New countertops? Carroll's Carpet Flooring America is locally owned and operated by local experts, so you can achieve the most beautiful and updated looks while supporting your community. You'll enjoy personalized service that you'll not find anywhere else. They can make your dreams come true with top-of-the-line hardwood, carpet, laminate, tile, and luxury vinyl. They have everything you need in flooring. Go to carolscarpetmontgomery.com or visit their showroom on the Northeastern Boulevard.
Luxury car prices and payments have hit an all-time high. But at Lexus of Montgomery, we have every new Lexus model in stock with low APR financing to save you thousands. Right now, take advantage of as low as 3.99% APR financing on your favorite new Lexus. You don't have to pay more to get the luxury vehicle you want. Pay less at Lexus of Montgomery. You deserve to drive a Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery.
Financing up to 36 months is $29.52 per 1,000 financed with approved credit. Ends 4/1/24.
It's March 28th, the greatest day ever on the 28th of March, 1984, the Baltimore Colts relocated their storied NFL franchise to Indianapolis, Indiana. Yes, they went from Baltimore to Indianapolis, all so their future star quarterback could yell,
"Omaha! Omaha!"
Have a great March 28th, the greatest day ever.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
The time at the Hissing Cat. The Hissing Cat is fine.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting a 22-year-old man has been charged with four counts of first-degree murder in a frenzied deadly rampage that unfolded in a matter of minutes in a northern Illinois city. Christian Soto is also charged with seven counts of attempted murder and home invasion with a dangerous weapon following the attacks in Rockford Wednesday that also left seven people injured. Donald Trump has attended the wake of a New York City police officer gunned down in the line of duty. The former president and presumptive Republican presidential nominee called for law and order Thursday at the Visitation on Long Island for Officer Jonathan Diller, who was fatally shot during a traffic stop days earlier. Trump has made crime a focus of his third White House campaign and said, "We've got to toughen it up." On Wall Street, the Dow by 47 points. More details at srnnews.com.
And paid for by America First Tax Group. Attention, if you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems, end all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes significantly. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-391-8718 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free, and the help is real. Call 800-391-8718. That's 800-391-8718. Again, 800-391-8718.
Right now, I could go for some sugar-coated baby chicks made of marshmallow. Right now, I ask the Easter Bunny, bring me some peeps, just be a decent fella.
ACV. Boy, we got to 5 o'clock fast today.
I know it.
And that happens when you have Mark Grobert, who is always a blast. And man, everybody says the same thing when they finally get around to picking an episode of America's Untold Stories to watch. He doesn't have a book in front of him or a computer or a pad or a phone. Everything that man puts out there comes from his cranium. He's got an amazing brain. I don't know how much hard drive he's got in that thing, but it is most impressive. Not just remembering names and dates, but details, the details on the stories he tells. We never got to ask him either about the piddly-puddly, puffy-duffy mess. And the pedophilia, we did touch on that with David Blackman towards the end of our visit with him. And what's going on with this? There's a documentary out on Netflix about this, the Nickelodeon folks and their deviants. Kids don't have a chance. And they nest themselves in these organizations where they're going to have access and power And that's how you get what you want when you're that twisted. Not to mention on the other end, you have a kid that wants to be a star and a parent that's pushing them and pretty much is willing to look the other way. It's happened too many times to believe otherwise. It's a long, dark road, unfortunately.
He may cover it tomorrow on their Friday program, since it's kind of a current event.
Well, yeah, they do Freeform Friday, so
yeah.
No doubt that will come up. And there's no doubt in my mind that Mark Robert knows people who know things about these scandals.
Yeah.
Here's another one. Man, I wish we could have more David and more Mark every week, because it's always fun and it goes by so damn fast. And it takes the pressure off me, because I'm really not that good at this. And, you know, this way, wow, look at the great guests I have, and let them do their thing. Maybe, all I got to do is run the board.
Maybe if I cook you more pancakes with applesauce, he'll increase the time.
He cracked. That was so funny. At the end of our visits with Mr. Grobert, he always has a special message for Rosie. And today he thanked Rosie for the potato pancakes and applesauce that she must have sent him, I guess. A little too far away to just drop that off on the porch in the middle of the night. Brad McDonald will be joining us in a moment. Who do we have on the line?
Bill.
All right. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Oh, not much. I just wanted to report another accident.
Oh, damn. It's a carnage out there today.
That several cars, it's on the access road going north on the boulevard, the access road that leads up to Atlanta Highway. There's a guy out there. He's got a red shirt flagging down traffic because there's multiple cars. They haven't responded to it yet. So, you know, people love to fly up that access road. So be careful there. Northbound approaching Atlanta Highway off the boulevard.
All righty. Atlanta Highway's been a nightmare this afternoon. Appreciate you bringing that to our attention. People still need money. People want to live the American dream, and people still buy homes even when interest rates are higher. In fact, that's something in my magazine column that I turned in. Rosie's going to be reading it in a moment. I'm going to get a report from her. About the elusivity of the American dream with higher interest rates. But man, I closed on a house at 13.7%. And it wasn't because my credit was bad. That was the best interest rate available at that time. If you get people in charge that know what they're doing, those things change. But in the meantime, people still have needs, whether it's a mortgage for a house, money for a home improvement, whatever it might be. The man who lives and thrives to make those dreams come true for people is Morris Capuano with Troy Bank and Trust. Troy Bank and Trust is an institution that has vast resources throughout the entire state of Alabama, and they can never be merged or become part of some other organization because their charter prohibits that. So they're here to stay, and so is Morris Capuano. He has been Mr. Reliable. He has put the key to new homes in thousands of hands, checks for home improvements into thousands of hands, and he can also find money to help you launch a business venture if you're interested. Same number for any of those needs on your part, and that number is 409-9300. Morris is a friend. He's one of the most rock-solid human beings you will ever work with, and he loves to work hard, too. So give your situation to him. 409-9300 with Morris Capuano and Troy Bank and Trust, an equal housing lender, member FDIC, NMLS number 88697. Brant joining us next.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. How was your anniversary sale, Dot?
It was just wonderful, and I want to thank everybody that came out. It was a great time. It meant so much to me for it to be 30 years, and y'all just came out and made my day.
Well, spring is almost here. Is Eastbrook ready?
We're beginning to get the patio tables and chairs out. We've got so much there, it's hard to put it into a minute commercial. You just got to come see what we got. You know, we've got three floors and 60,000 square feet. So just come see us, because we probably got a sale or two going, and our merchandise is pretty reasonable, I think. We don't charge a commission to the vendors, and so our prices are able to be a little bit less than some other places.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
So y'all come on by and see us. We'd love to have you.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather. Hi, everybody. This is Rich Thomas. It's clear sailing for the next several days, and that takes us right on through the Easter weekend. For tonight, mostly clear skies, a little cool, overnight low temperature in the mid to upper 40s. Tomorrow, on Good Friday, a good forecast with a high temperature in the low to mid 70s, plenty of sunshine. We'll be in the upper 70s on Saturday, near or above 80 on Easter Sunday with plenty of sunshine, and maybe even mid 80s by the time Monday gets here. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're buying a home or auto or consolidating debt, CBNS Bank's personal loans get you where you need to go. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you or apply online today. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Get that finger out of your ear. You don't know where that finger's been.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it. On News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You guys, it's opening day in baseball.
We like opening day because it's supposed to be warm.
Baseball starts when it's warm.
Baseball opening day. Come on, what do you think?
It is the first day of Major League Baseball. Are you excited?
I can hardly wait to get to the stadium to see their newest $200 million disappointment.
Yeah. Remember baseball? It used to be our national pastime before Facebook. I'm glad baseball is back. I was getting sick of only paying $2 for a beer.
Well, let's fight about the home team that really matters, the Battling Bootles. And that's the team that is coached by the most excellent baseball authority figure I know, Brant McDonald from Invista Advisors. Hey, Brant.
Greg, hey, buddies. How are you?
Tell me we had a win yesterday.
We lost by one run. Oh. We led the game. Yeah, we led the game the whole way until the bottom of the last inning, and it just got away from us.
Well, so, at least the team is getting closer.
Leon's getting larger.
And there's that, too. So what? Let's talk about today's money news and how it impacts us. Where do you want to go with the consumer index that came out today and unemployment numbers and so forth?
Yeah, so we've got the, I think you're speaking of the PCE, the Personal Consumption Expenditures Index,
yes,
which is coming out tomorrow morning. Oh. Was it today? Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see. And, of course, you know, the market, you look at the action in the market today, not a whole lot to really talk about. I mean, it's kind of what we've been saying all week. I mean, this market is not really in a mood to make much of a move higher or lower pending this inflation report tomorrow. And the reason is because we had a couple of very big voting members of the FOMC who have been out on the speaking stump yesterday and today, and they're both very, very hawkish, and they are really dialing back the whole talk of, you know, that it's a foregone conclusion that the Fed will cut interest rates, which is very interesting. I mean, they literally kneecapped the Fed chair Jay Powell in these speeches. I tell you, this is getting really crazy because, again, as I've been saying for quite some time, There's some serious disagreements going on between the Federal Reserve and Janet Yellen at the Treasury. And as you know, there's a tremendous political pressure on Jay Powell. So for some of his own voting members of the FOMC, which is the Federal Open Market Committee, that's the committee that votes every 6 weeks to decide on interest rate policy, these guys are out there saying, no, we don't need to do this. Not until we see more weakness, you know, and so it's just not everyone's on the same page. I can promise you that. So this market is a little bit nervous right in here. We did get that GDP, that fourth quarter GDP revision number, though, that we were talking about. Mm-hmm. Interestingly, Greg, this time it was revised up from 3.2% to 3.4%. But guess what? So you're going to love this.
I'm sure.
The biggest cause of the increase was U.S. federal government purchases.
Oh.
Yeah. And isn't that interesting? So that was a huge part of why we saw that upward revision. And again, this just connects back to what we've been saying for a long, long time, that you can get positive GDP growth as long as you're borrowing incredible amounts of money to get it.
Which is insane.
So remember, in that fourth quarter, nearly $340 billion of U.S. growth, but yet our government, our president, borrowed $840 billion to get it. $840 billion in borrowings to get $335 or $40 billion in growth. That's not sustainable. But it is a political year, as we know. It's an election year, and they're willing to do whatever they got to do to try to keep this economy propped up. The other thing in that report that was pretty interesting, you know, from my perspective, is that we also got a read on M2 money supply, which not many people keep up with that, but we certainly do. And M2 money supply is now down 4.9%. That's a pretty significant drop in the money supply in such a short period of time. There's no question in my mind that, number one, we would be in a deep recession right now if it were not for this massive government borrowing, massive budget deficit that we see. And furthermore, eventually this thing is going to catch up with the government. They cannot out-borrow the tight financial conditions that are going on, which is why they need the Fed to cut rates. So anyway, we'll see what this PCE number has to show us in the morning. In my suspicion, you know, is that we're going to see what we've been seeing, that, you know, crude oil prices are up, energy prices are up, food prices are trending higher again.
Yes.
And I suspect we're going to see a pretty hot read.
And by the way, story of LibertyDaily.com, Democrats pushing Dementia Joe to enact as many regulations as possible before Trump kicks him out of the White House.
Yeah.
And just to create the biggest possible mess to undo, unless they somehow are able to cheat their way through another victory, which is something I don't even want to contemplate. Brad, thanks for the scoop. We're here in the morning if you have information that our listeners need to know.
Absolutely. Hey, it's been a good week. Everyone enjoy Easter.
Yes.
It's a wonderful weekend, and obviously the greatest holiday celebration all year. So do that, and we'll be back in touch with you on Monday.
Thank you so much, my friend.
Thanks, Brent.
Take care.
All right. Take care.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice is offered through Invista Advisors, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Let me talk to the parents and grandparents listening who are looking, you know, your family in town this weekend. And after you eat the food and celebrate the Savior and whatever other plans you may have, there's always time that you need to do something. People get restless. They want to burn off all that extra food, whatever it might be. Here's a suggestion. Bama Lanes. Yes, bowling is back. And Steve Landers has invested heavily to refurbish Bama Lanes on Atlanta Highway. Everything is new. Scorekeeping. They have arcades for kids who don't like to bowl. But I got to tell you, you really owe this to your little ones. You got to get them out on an alley. Even if you're using one of those things that put the ball and the kid guides it towards the pins, they're not quite big enough to throw it. They have so much fun knocking them down. It's a great release for them. And to tell you what, coordination and grace are skill sets that develop from learning how to bowl. It's just a great way to get some steam out of your system for kids and adults, by the way. Not to mention, at Bama Lanes, both locations in Prattville and Atlanta Highway, you have snack bars that serve five-star bowling alley cuisine, and it's all served by genuine bowling alley goddesses. Adult beverages available at Bama Lanes in Montgomery at Kegler's Cove, the bar that put Tommy Shaw on the map years ago, and the Blue Iguana in Prattville. My buddy Steve has really put his life into these bowling alleys, and he's a great guy, and I hope the next time, if it's not this weekend, when you have kids or yourself, you're looking for something to do, what can we go do that would be fun? Try bowling at Bama Lanes. Visit them on Facebook for additional information, league information, things like like that. Right now, we're going to check traffic at 525. It's baseball opening day.
Well, we have had a bunch of minor accidents all over the area this afternoon. We understand they're still cleaning up one on Atlanta Highway out near Arrowhead. That one was pretty bad. A head-on collision from what we're hearing. Injuries involved. We had several accidents along I-85 southbound. I am not seeing anything on the cams now, but very heavy traffic, and I mean slow-moving traffic from Jackson Hospital all the way up to the interchange, but it is moving. 65 northbound, 85 northbound loaded up. The boulevards are very heavy with traffic. And all of our feeder roads outbound. Everybody's getting off work and hitting the highways. Buckle up, drive carefully. We will keep you updated. Haynes Ambulance is there for you both on the ground and in the air. From a simple patient transport to life or death situations, Haynes is ready at a moment's notice. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
This April, spring into mountains of fun during our Winning Rovers giveaway at Wind Creek Wetumpka. You have two chances to win big, so come play throughout March and April to earn entries. The excitement begins at 5 p.m. on Saturday, April 13th, and again on Saturday, April 27th, when you can win cash, free play, or drive off in a 2024 Land Rover Defender. Exclusively at Wind Creek Wetumpka. Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Gigi's Cupcakes, over 13 years in the River Region, has moved to the Pepper Tree Shopping Center inside Chappie's Deli Pepper Tree. Enjoy your favorite treats, cupcakes, mini cupcakes, macarons, and cheesecakes. See you at Gigi's and Pepper Tree.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Fabinnovations.
Are you ready to transform your bathroom into a space of innovation and luxury? Look no further than Bath Innovations of Alabama, your go-to for custom bathroom remodeling. Bath Innovations introduces cutting-edge shower enclosures crafted with integrated high-tech polymer, safety, space optimization, and a stunning aesthetic. These enclosures redefine your bathroom experience. Made with top-tier materials and state-of-the-art technology, their enclosures boast unparalleled durability. They are mold and mildew resistant, easy to clean, and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Bath Innovations shower enclosures proudly carry the prestigious Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, ensuring quality and excellence. With over 300 color pattern combinations, finding the perfect match for your bathroom decor is a breeze. Elevate your space with Bath Innovations. Interested in a bathroom remodel? Call Bath Innovations today for a free estimate. Visit their design center at 2331 Eastern Boulevard or explore options on their website, bathinnovations.com.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I got thinking about baseball and how games are marketed today. You know, you go to a game manufacturer and they figure everything out and decide whether the game is right for the public or not. And then they market it. And it got me to thinking, supposing Abner Doubleday had called one of the game manufacturers with this new invention of his called baseball. Now, I think a phone conversation would have taken place something like this. Hello, Olympic Games. What can I do for you, Mr. Doubleday? You've got a game. How many couples? 18 people? That's a lot of people. Well, the ideal game is, I mean, two, three couples, you know, come over to the house, they get a little smashed, and, you know,
You can't play it in the house either. See, you got two things right there against you. See? All right. Tell me about it. All right, you got nine guys on each side. Yeah. And you got a pitcher and a catcher. And they throw this ball back and forth. And that's all there is to it? All right. A guy from the other side stands between them with a bat. I see. And he just watches them. Oh, I see. He swings at it. He may or he may not swing at it. Depending on what? If it looked like it were a ball. What's a ball, Mr. Doubleday? You've got this plate. Uh-huh. And as long as it's above the knees, but below the shoulders. Yeah. No, go ahead, I'm listening. Yeah. It's a strike. Three strikes and you're out. And three balls. Not three balls, four balls. Why four balls, Mr. Dumbledore? Nobody's ever asked you before. Or he may hit it. If he hits it, what happens? He runs as far as he can before somebody catches it. As long as it stays what? As long as it stays fair. And what's fair, Mr. Dumbledore? You've got these two white lines? Is this a rib? Is this one of the guys in the office? Who is it? Mr. Doubleday, that's the most complicated game I've ever heard in my life. Forget it. All right. Mr. Doubleday, listen, though. You come up with anything, two, three couples, you'll be sure and let us know. Huh? All right, Mr. Doubleday, I'll be talking. Come on.
Good news, ladies and gentlemen.
Good news is good news, and the good news is...
I've got good news and good news.
Pretty good.
Put some good in your morning.
Good news, there's a monkey jumping on houses in the neighborhood.
There's good news. We're not used to it on this show, but we have a little bit. The RNC is hiring election integrity directors and election integrity councils in every battleground state. This needs to be done. No more bullcrap from the people in Atlanta. Well, somebody had a big bowel movement and the toilets don't work. So we're all going home. I can't believe I even bought that when I heard it the first time. And then, miraculously, wow, millions of votes come in for, hundreds of thousands of votes come in for Joe. Because he was losing big time in that state. And I really, in my heart of hearts, I don't want to believe that the country's gotten so freaking stupid. That it, look, we saw polling data on Fox Business all afternoon. Joe Biden's score in every aspect of presidential behavior, the economy, foreign relations, all of those things, is so underwater. It's like 60% negative and higher in some, like the economy. And Joe sits there and he gets all frustrated in his dementia because we're not loving paying 25% more for everything when our wages have not gone up 25%. Yet somehow, when they ask people, who do you want? In fact, when they poll people on Trump's skills in those same categories, he polls into positive territory. So why is it so close? It shouldn't even be close. The idea that the presidential election may swing on personality over principle really troubles me. You've never heard me once on this show extol Donald Trump's personality. I like his bluntness. We're not used to that. When the truth and when facts are presented with bluntness, we're so not used to that it sets us back a little bit. When somebody puts forth, here's what needs to be done. Oh, You know, we're just not used to that. Instead, I just can't see us voting for another 4 years of what we're suffering through now. And if you listen carefully to Brandt, we're not in a good spot. I don't care if the Dow Jones Industrial Average hits 60,000. It's there for all the wrong reasons. It's not based on real pillars of prosperity. All right, we are expecting to hear from our friend Jacqueline in just a couple of minutes. And I got a couple of odds and ends I want to try and get in with her, but first...
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
It's 5:36.
Well, we have very, very heavy traffic on I-85 northbound from around East Boulevard all the way out past Taylor Road, barely creeping along on 85 north. The ramps to Taylor are backed up all the way out into traffic as well. And we've got a lot of cars on 85 southbound through downtown Montgomery with slow traffic from around Jackson Hospital, possibly Ann Street by now, all the way up to the 65 merge. A lot of folks are on the road. We've had dozens of minor accidents. We've still got several of those around the city, but none of them really are affecting traffic flow. Buckle up. Drive carefully. We will keep you updated. Invisible Fence has Boundary Plus technology, giving your pet more play area right up to the boundary. No confusion, no lockouts, no stress. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. Wendell J. Skywatch Traffic.
News is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm, your Alabama personal injury lawyer.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. Alabama has scheduled an execution date for a man convicted in the 2004 murder of a couple during a robbery. Governor Kay Ivey set May 30th for the execution of Jamie Mills by lethal injection. Mills was convicted of capital murder for the slaying of Floyd and Vera Hill in Marion County. The deadline to register to vote in Alabama's April 16th runoff is quickly approaching. Those who are not already registered or have moved to another voting place must register by Monday, April 1st. Voters can mail in a completed registration form, go to the County Board of Registrars, or register online. The economic impact of the Baltimore bridge collapse could be felt nationwide, including for consumers in Alabama. The Port of Baltimore is one of the leading ports in the United States. Supply chain experts expect price increases on many items and advise consumers to keep a few extra household essentials on hand. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
If you've been injured in a car wreck, I'm the name you need to know. Call Johnny Adams at 500-5000. Call me, Johnny Adams.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other lawyers.
This is Eddie Bader from eXp Realty. You know me from co-hosting News and Views with Joey Clark for the past several years. Are you looking for a real estate agent that will go above and beyond to help you find your dream home? Look no further than Hannah Grantham and myself. Hannah and I have the knowledge and experience in the Tri-County area to guide you through the home buying process as easy and smooth as possible. Our attention to detail and dedication to our clients ensures that you will always receive the highest level of service. Don't settle for anything less than the best. Call Hannah and Eddie today, 334-368-6358.
With grocery prices rising, wouldn't it be great to have a hedge against the high cost of food? Then shop Food Outlet, your anti-inflation store. At Food Outlet, everything is marked at cost. At checkout, you'll pay cost plus 10%. Most places will mark up their products 20 to 30% over cost. Listen to these specials good through April 2nd. A 10-pound bag of USDA leg quarters, only $5.50 each. USDA fresh ground beef, $2.88 a pound. Get lean and meaty St. Louis-style pork ribs, $2.50 a pound. 12-pack cans of Coke products, only $4.99. Get a 24-pack of Dasani water for only $3.60. The 16-ounce assorted varieties Kraft salad dressings, $2.89 each. And fine ripe fresh bananas, only 50 cents a pound. Get more food for less at Food Outlet. Located on Coliseum Boulevard in the Eastbrook Shopping Center. In Prattville at 720 East Main. And Millbrook 3543 Highway 14. Open 7 days a week, 7 till 9. Follow us on Facebook by searching for Food Outlet and see all of our weekly specials.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Minimum purchase required. Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid within promotional period. Go to windowappointmentnow.com for full offer details.
Attention homeowners. Do you know when to replace your windows? Feeling too hot or cold? Fog between the glass? Spending too much on expensive energy that literally goes out the window? It's time to replace. And right now, you can get a free in-home window consultation and free price quote from Renewal by Anderson. Plus, with our March 31-day sales event, you can save $377 off every window and $777 off every door when you buy four or more units. Just text FRONT to 200-300 for your free consultation on top quality affordable windows or patio doors for no dollars down, no monthly payments, and no interest for a year. That's right, you don't pay a dime for an entire year. Text FRONT to 200-300 to save $377 off every window and $777 off every door when you buy four or more units. Hurry, this incredible 31-day sales offer is only in March. Text FRONT to 200-300. Text the word FRONT to 200-300. FRONT to 200-300.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama values.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This is Rich Thomas. It's clear sailing for the next several days, and that takes us right on through the Easter weekend. For tonight, mostly clear skies, a little cool, overnight low temperature in the mid to upper 40s. Tomorrow, on Good Friday, a good forecast with a high temperature in the low to mid 70s, plenty of sunshine. We'll be in the upper 70s on Saturday, near or above 80 on Easter Sunday with plenty of sunshine, and maybe even mid 80s by the time Monday gets here. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Where you hide an Easter egg depends on how long you want your kid to look. Now, if you want to make it easy, hide it behind the TV. But if you want to make it a challenge, hand them $200, a shovel, a backpack with water and freeze-dried berries, pepper spray, a map to Cairo, and tell them that in the deepest, darkest catacomb of the oldest of the 138 pyramids, they'll find the spirit of King Tutankhamun. Who will transport them to a spiritual realm where, if they answer the five questions of the Nubian demigods correctly, they will be rewarded with a peep. Any color they choose. Now, is it a lie? Of course. But what an Easter memory they'll have. Plus, you'll get the little turd out of your hair for a day. Or two. Or 100.
How about that voice? Morgan Freeman can make anything sound pleasant. Joining us now, live from the state of Florida, our favorite spring breaker, Jacqueline Tomlinson.
Can you guys hear how loud it is behind me?
No. I'm glad.
Okay, good. Because I have been frantically trying to find somewhere quiet that I could call you guys while I've been on hold.
Kind of hard to do that, huh?
Yeah, well, we're at the Panthers game.
Oh,
that's right.
Okay.
Yeah, so I brought my dad and Jared and Steven to the Panthers game. They're playing the Islanders tonight. And so, like, every 30 seconds, you hear the Panther growl. So I'm, like, trying to find an area where you guys can hear me because it's just wild in here.
I lost my interest in hockey when it became all about the fights. So just...
Listen, I'm all about a good hockey fight, but I do like hockey.
The passing, the skating, you know, the grace that's in the sport, but it got taken over in the 70s by the goons, and I just lost interest. I wouldn't go to a hockey game if it was playing in my backyard.
It's not that bad now. Like, you know, it's a little rough sometimes.
Well, I mean, I don't, you know, all sports have, even baseball, opening day today.
I know.
In fact, let's check and see how our Florida Marlins did today on the scoreboard. So what kind of mischief did you guys get into while I'm looking this up?
So today, what is today? I don't even know what today is.
Thursday.
Thursday. Okay. Mom and I actually did a little bit of shopping this morning. Mm-hmm. And then I dropped Mom off at the house. And then Jared and I did a little shopping this afternoon. The weather was kind of hit or miss. So, and now we didn't want to run Steven down too much because we want him to make it through at least, you know, some of the game. So Lola's currently at the splash pad with Mamaw and Pop, well, Pop-Pop's here with Mamaw. And I've got Pop-Pop and Steven here with me. And Jared. Jared's here. He could care less, though. He's not a hockey fan.
I like that name. Pop-Pop.
Pop-Pop. Mamaw and Pop-Pop.
Our Marlins were headed towards an opening day win, and then they blew the game in the ninth inning, and now it looks like they might even lose. On the other hand,
a girlfriend of mine's at the game, and I don't think Steven will sit through it. I don't think Jared will sit through it. I mean, I would love to go to the game.
Well, you know, you are yourself. A lot of people don't know it, but you are an accomplished athlete yourself.
I have. But I like going to sporting events. I don't know. Ever since I was little growing up in South Florida, you know, we have so many options here.
Yeah,
so
it's funny.
I grew up going.
When I moved there, there were only two options. One was the Dolphins, and there'll always be, you know, the biggest game in town. The other was a soccer team called the Fort Lauderdale Strikers that played in the Lockhart Stadium off Commercial
Boulevard. Yes, down in Oakland Park.
And somewhere on Facebook, there's a picture of me doing something at halftime at one of their games. And that was it in the early 80s, except for spring training.
You can't leave out High Lie. You can't leave out High Lie.
I never learned anything about High Lie. It's, what do you bet on? I don't understand how High Lie works.
I don't know. They're like throwing a ball with like a crazy basket.
Yeah, cesta. It's called a cesta. And let me tell you something about the cesta, because you played softball, so you know a little bit about throwing. At the old Pompano Beach baseball park, where 100 years ago the Texas Rangers used to train, they had people from High Lie come out, and they would put the ball in the cesta, and using that thing and strong wrist action, they could throw the ball from home plate over center field. Over 400 feet away. It was an amazing thing to see.
That's wild. Yeah. That's wild to me.
Wild stuff.
But yeah, no. You can, like, that's the best thing about coming down here for spring break, is that usually it's around baseball season and hockey still going on. So we come down here and we can usually hit a game. Mm-hmm. And then in the fall, you know, we can usually hit a football game. And depending on when we're at, you know. Jared has no desire to go to a Heat game. Like, I've been wanting to take him to a Heat game for years, and he has no desire.
Tell him I'm with him on that. I can't stand basketball. It's a bunch of freakishly large people. No shooting. And the squeaking sneakers kill me.
That's what bothers me. I can't watch it on TV because the squeaking gets me. But when I'm at the game, it's not as bad for me.
Oh, okay.
I can't watch it on TV, though. That's all I hear, the squeaking.
The last time I went to a basketball game, I had to go because we were giving away a television set during halftime. And the Heat were sucking that night, so the crowd booed everything. And the harder they booed, the better I came back at them with happy talk. Hey, thanks for that warm reception. And it was fun. It was fun.
How does anybody boo Greg Budell? That's unconscionable to me.
On that day, they would have booed our Lord Jesus Christ if he had made an appearance at center court. They were that ugly.
Speaking it is Maudy Thursday, Greg.
It's what?
Maudy Thursday. Thursday.
What does that mean?
It means the washing of the feet, the Thursday before the crucifixion, before the resurrection of our Lord. Come on.
Well,
I need to know you're going to go to... I need to know you're going to... Go to church on Sunday. It's important.
Actually,
it's important.
Janelle is looking up a place we can go very early Sunday morning, because I'll be driving back
that.
In the afternoon. And
I
they've
love
got
that.
Some absolutely stunning church architecture in New Orleans.
Yeah.
I'm going to need photographic evidence that you, in fact, attended. And I forgot to ask if Jimmy was at Sea Watch last night, but I got the scallop.
You did?
Oh.
with the vegetables?
Just for you. Oh, my God.
Isn't that great?
Julian, it was divine. And you got my picture of the champagne thing, right?
Yes, I showed that around the Baumhauers last night because I had told that story towards the end of the show when Ellen Murray was with us. And about that date where I awkwardly knocked over that thing and it sounded like a bomb went off in the dining room.
Well, they sat that bad boy right next to us, and I was like, I got to send a picture to Greg.
That was funny. I do wish you had been able to ask about Jimmy, because he's been there since 1984.
I will find out.
And nobody, who does valet parking at the same place for 36 years? Last time I saw him was 2020. And he was still there. That was the day before the pandemic started.
Yeah, the only place in South Florida that I know that the valets have been there as long as E-Watch is the Mai Tai when it was open.
Oh, yeah. Is that closed now?
Well, it got destroyed in one of the hurricanes.
Oh.
And they're completely gutting it and renovating it, and it's reopening. But, I mean, it needed... Listen, the place was put together with palm fronds and twist ties, okay? Like, it needed an upgrade.
That was a place where we used to bring advertising agencies into town. We'd rent a hotel, we'd give them everybody a room, and then we'd all do a big dinner at the Mai Tai so they could see the flames and the fancy drinks and all of that stuff. It's kind of... Well,
Jared and I, it's our most favorite place to go when we're here. It's so touristy, but I love it. I spent my 16th birthday there. But Jared was like, Tua, you know, he's Hawaiian. Why is he not like funding this renovation? Like, he needs to financially invest in this to speed this bad boy along, because it is missed.
Man, I haven't been down there in so long.
You're missing out.
Especially missing in out. That corridor there along Federal Highway, where I spent a good chunk of my life in South Florida.
Well, I'm going to have a La Spada sub tomorrow.
I'm glad you're having fun. I will not be on the air tomorrow, so we will catch up with you next week. In fact, a week
absolutely,
from today,
you have
that big meeting. I'm going to be very eager to know.
I do. And have we told everybody what's going on?
I would like you to do that.
Should I tell them now, or should I wait till next week?
Tell them now.
Oh, well, I have an interview with the governor's office next Thursday for an open judicial position.
For which you are beyond qualified.
I think that I am. It is for the district judge position in Elmore County, which handles juvenile, child support, those types of things. So, yeah, so I'm very honored to be considered, and I have an interview next Thursday at 2 o'clock.
Well, good luck, but we will speak with you well before then, and I hope you and the family have a fantastic Easter. Say hi to your folks.
Absolutely.
For me.
Have a very happy Easter if I don't talk to you guys.
Okay.
All right.
Take care.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
I must admit, that conversation made me a little bit sentimental.
For Florida? Yeah.
Especially the Mai Tai. I had forgotten all about that place. And yes, incredibly touristy, but the food was good, very different menu. And the shows that they would put on, hula dancers, hip shakers, shirtless men doing coordinated things. There was something for everybody. All right, we're wrapping up with a word for Don Duncan, Allmark, and Auto and Tire. Roll Tide tonight, right, Don? And if they win, we will probably have a Duncan and Son Predictathon going into the weekend. In the meantime, Don Duncan, Allmark, and Auto and Tire would love to be the people that you trust your car to for basic maintenance, repairs, whatever it needs, new tires. They can handle all of it. And they take your excuses away with customer service that exceeds your highest expectations. So if you need a lift back to your home or office, just ask. And all three, anything they can do to partner up with you in the ongoing maintenance of your car, they are willing to do. And they do great work. Certified technicians at all three, state-of-the-art diagnostics, they know what they're doing. And they will never overcharge for a repair or whatever you're having done on your vehicle. You got to have a place like that you can trust, and I recommend them without reservation. You'll find Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire atop Mount Duncan in Millbrook, high atop the hill behind the McDonald's on Highway 14, downtown at 408 Madison Street in Bell Road, just north of Vaughan, serving southeast Montgomery. Our final traffic update, still lots happening.
Well, we have a bunch of accidents all over the area. I want to thank Cindy Wright. We do have one 85 southbound around South Union. Use caution there. 85 northbound, we have an accident that is past East Boulevard on your way out to Taylor. It is off on the right side of the roadway with emergency vehicles, and traffic is bumper to bumper from before Eastern Boulevard all the way out to Chantilly Parkway, crawling along. And we have a long line of folks on the ramp trying to get on to Taylor. Boulevards are busy. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka giving us busy right now, but all clears. Buckle up, drive carefully. It is a mess out there this afternoon. Spring is here at Premier Place. Shop its fashion, GNC, T-Mobile, Goodwill, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton and Company development. Wendell Chase, Skywatch Traffic.
Madness is happening right now. But the real action is happening at Toyota of Montgomery. Score our biggest Toyota savings of the year. That's on our biggest selection of new Toyotas in stock. Like the game-winning 2024 Camry, now $299 a month. Trade in your old car, no matter what it is, no matter where you got it. We'll give you up to $2,000 over book value for it. And they're here. The Toyota of Montgomery All-Stars. Shop and save thousands on our certified pre-owned Toyotas. They're just like new Toyotas, even come with a warranty, but cost thousands less. Want in on the action? Hurry before it all ends March 31st. Dribble down to Toyota of Montgomery online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
Camry LE, MSRP 30,958, 12,000 miles per year for 36 month leases with 3638 due assignment. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Trade value is based on excessive wear, tear, and mileage. Plus tax, tag, title, and $995 dog fee. Offer ends 4/1/2024.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Sunken Tractor Cafe is reopening on April 6th. Local favorites including garlic butter burgers, gyros, Reubens, and brisket sandwiches. The Fryer is open to feature French fries, appetizers, and desserts. Beer and wine, too. Go see them April 6th from 11 to 8 and Thursday through Saturday thereafter. Sunken Tractor on Facebook or Meherg Road, Wetumpka.
Sweetheart?
Yeah?
I've been thinking, I'm tired of this house.
What? You want
to
move?
Yeah, but we'd have to do some updating, you know, to get top dollar.
Updating really does make a lot of sense, especially when you're talking about lighting. That's where Crosby Electric comes in. They'll help you choose a stunning pendant fixture over your bathroom sink, dramatic flush mount lighting over your kitchen island, maybe some LED panels to backlight your countertops. Energy-saving LED lighting has really come down in price. Or how about a new ceiling fan that moves air more efficiently than fans built only 10 years ago? The bottom line, updating your lighting almost always delivers a full return on your investment.
Well, sweetheart, the house looks fabulous.
Yeah.
Guess I'll put out the for sale sign.
Wait.
What?
I don't wanna move.
Find out how to turn your house into the home you'll never want to leave. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Come out to Wind Creek Montgomery March 28th through the 30th for three action-packed days of competition, fun, and live entertainment during our second annual Pusa Jeep Fest. Check out the Jeeps and watch them compete for great prizes. Join in on the pizza eating contest. Shop or grab a bite at Food Truck Alley. New this year, take a photo with our 62-foot inflatable Bigfoot, free to the public. See times and details at WindCreekMontgomery.com.
Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC. The Pusa Jeep Fest and Wind Creek is sponsored and endorsed by affiliated with FCA US LLC.
About 4 years ago, I came into some knowledge on how plant-based diets affect your body and mind, and it was attractive to me.
Chef Tony Tejas makes the world's best salsa, and he's on a mission to make the world a better place, one cup of salsa at a time.